what's it all about?
Milton Keynes is the second most successful postcode in Great Britain outside of the centre of London. Can you tell me how much of the fabric of Milton Keynes is going to be changed? But Milton Keynes' grid road system is highly successful, and so I ask again, can you just confirm that the expansion is being driven through by the new Milton Keynes partnership, which is part of English Partnerships?
Milton Keynes, I hear you call him. Milton Keynes, I'm here to stay.
And I know I speak on behalf of hundreds and hundreds of organisations, and myself included. You were most kind to me some years ago in saying thank you for, you know, your unswerving generosity.
Even though the city is going to double in size, and the hospital was built to serve 25% of the population it's got at the moment, which means it's 400% oversubscribed, there is no plan for a new hospital.
This was on the say-so of Pete Townsend, Richie Blackmore and Big Jim Sullivan. Now, Jim Sullivan, for people who don't know, because I'm sure you've heard of the other two, was the number one session guitar player for about 20 years.
We are still stuck with a rail line that has a top speed of 40 miles an hour, restriction of 5 miles an hour on that line. Is that a way that you can link two major metropolises which are both due to grow?
My kind of town.
On behalf of the local authority, they would like you to give them those special powers so they could be on parity with what Ken Livingston has got in London, having their own transport authority.
That's probably one of Brian Epstein's, you know, like, sign this piece of paper, boys, right now.
That's
you,
right.
You can't use the greatest amplifiers in the world. They must have really been kicking us.
Are you happy about the fact that the majority of the infrastructure for the expansion of Milton Keynes will be given in planning game?
Yeah, well, we're now off air and light music is now being played.
We have a rapidly decreasing timetable in Milton Keynes. No Pendolino trains or Virgin trains stop during rush hours. You can't get a direct train to Birmingham. They don't call during rush hours. It doesn't actually serve the people of Milton Keynes. There is a lot of dissatisfaction. But you did mention that the Milton Keynes was built on a grid road system. It was built for the city of the car. Everybody would say it has succeeded brilliantly in that aspect. So why is it that every single expansion plan, both the east and the west flank, immediately move away from that very successful grid road system?